My guest at this time is Jeff Steyer. He is the Director of Risk Analysis at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Back in 2014, when the Food and Drug Administration initially proposed rules regulating e-cigarettes, Mr. Steyer warned that it could have the exact opposite effect and have people return to more dangerous products such as regular cigarettes. Now today we're getting new historic rules from the federal government, as they're being called. Electronic cigarettes will now be regulated much like tobacco cigarettes. You can't get them if you're under the age of 18. The Food and Drug Administration would have to approve all tobacco products not currently regulated, and that hit the stores after February 2007, the last time they were regulated. So, Jeff, we knew that this push has been going on for a couple of years now. What's your reaction to the fact that the FDA is, in fact, going where it wanted to go?
Well, thanks, Greg. It's actually a lot worse than they make it sound. I'll tell you why. You're right. They're regulating e-cigarettes like tobacco products, but they're actually, in effect, holding them to a dramatically higher standard, and here's how. First of all, e-cigarettes are dramatically less harmful. The Royal College of Physicians just a week and a half ago released its own historic report and recommended in England that doctors recommend that their patients who smoke switch to e-cigarettes because they are so much less harmful. They call it nicotine without the smoke, and it's the smoke that's dangerous. But what the FDA did today is so troubling because it will have the effect of taking almost all of the products that are on the market today, all of the e-cigarettes, off the market, because it's holding these products to a pre-marketing approval requirement that even the FDA acknowledges may cost up to $1 million each, and obviously they usually come out more, and it would hold it to a standard that is so far very hard to prove. And the FDA is not holding regular cigarettes that are on the marketplace to the same very high standard. So new products, which are less harmful and are constantly being innovated, will each have to go through this expensive process, if they can pass the test in the first place, while their competitors, combustible cigarettes, are already entrenched in the marketplace. So this is bad news for public health. This is not just the nanny state getting in the way. This is actually going to have the effect, unless Congress steps in and they have a chance to do so, and stops the FDA from this harmful rule. And Congress could do that. There is a bill that's already been passed in the appropriations bill that would change the date of that, the so-called grandfather date. That would at least make the situation a little bit less imminent and would give e-cigarettes would still be regulated, sales to kids would still be banned, marketing restrictions would be in place, and Congress would guarantee that in this bill. But right now, what the FDA has done is said, basically, we're going to leave the regular cigarette market in place. If they're on the market, we can't touch them. But we're going to hold the new products, which are less harmful, to a very, very high standard. And that's bad for smokers who quit using e-cigarettes.
Jeff, if they're demonstrably more healthy than traditional tobacco products like mainstream cigarettes, why do you think the FDA is so much more fierce in going after them than the more harmful products?
Because it's the government. Seriously, Greg, this is an opportunity that the FDA has to regulate a new product, and they are basically drooling over it. And the FDA recognizes it, so much so that the head of the tobacco division of the FDA said today that he recognizes that to the individual user, e-cigarettes are less harmful if they quit completely. He said that. If they quit smoking and start using e-cigarettes, he conceded that e-cigarettes are less harmful. He's fine with that. But Congress passed this complex rule that says not only would new products have to be less harmful to the individual, but they'd have to be proven to be less harmful to the population as a whole. Now go try proving that, especially when the sellers of these e-cigarettes can't make health claims. They can't say this product is less harmful than a cigarette, which is pretty ironic since that's one of their best attributes.
So what's your read on Congress? I vividly remember Congressman Hunter taking a vaping drag during a committee hearing. Does this look like an issue that they're fired up to address, or do you think it's just likely to get shoved to the side?
Well, in the House Appropriations Agriculture Bill hearing last month, the committee, on a bipartisan basis, not all Democrats joined, but it was not only Republicans, passed a bill that would change the grandfather date to a date in the future. That's good news. Some Democrats oppose it. However, many in Congress were under the impression that this wasn't right, there was no imminent threat. Well, you know what? Today, that threat is imminent. The clock is ticking, and Congress needs to pass this amendment through the entire appropriations bill now, because otherwise cigarette smokers' lives are at risk because FDA will be taking away a much less harmful alternative to smoking.
I know you focus more on regulatory affairs than health issues. There was a story back in December that some of the chemicals involved in the flavoring of e-cigarettes potentially led to popcorn lung. So what's your read on, while these may be not as harmful as cigarettes, whether or not they're still harmful?
Greg, that's a fantastic example of some of the junk science that advocates against e-cigarettes have been using. There is a chemical, diacetyl, which causes popcorn lung at high levels. What they didn't tell you is that almost none of the major manufacturers and suppliers use that anymore because they realize it's harmful. And what they didn't also tell you is that actually cigarettes have a whole lot more of these harmful chemicals, whether it's the popcorn lung diacetyl chemical or whether it's formaldehyde, which they've been making a stink about. Part of innovation is making products that are not only appealing, but less harmful. That's what the manufacturers of e-cigarettes are doing. And these products are getting safer every day, but the whole popcorn lung scare was absolute junk science meant to support the FDA's effort to ban these products. And the danger is that when you are a regulator, you have to be honest with the public or lives are at stake. And if you're a smoker and you hear, oh, e-cigarettes, maybe they're not as satisfying, but I heard they're dangerous too, I'm not going to switch. That is harmful advice. It is misleading. You will dramatically increase your health if you stop smoking and switch using e-cigarettes. There's no doubt about it. And there's no diacetyl in these products anymore. So I urge members of Congress to change the grandfather date and allow e-cigarettes that are currently on the market to stay on the market and not be subjected to a higher standard than the more harmful combustible cigarettes.
Jeff, you follow these sorts of stories on a daily basis. We're now more than 7 years into the Obama administration. We see the regulators crack down on things like e-cigarettes. We see them getting more open on things like the morning after pill and access for underage girls to get that and that sort of thing. What's the legacy at this point of the Obama FDA?
Well, certainly the e-cigarette issue is a big one, but just this week, the Washington Free Beacon reported that the FDA, in setting rules for calorie counts on menus, defined the word menu, and it took over 100 words to define the menu, because a menu is a coupon, is a circular, is a flyer, and you're going to have to put calorie counts everywhere. So I think the Obama administration view is that reality doesn't matter, right? Tobacco regulation, e-cigarettes have no tobacco. They're calling e-cigarettes tobacco products. They're calling menus, which are defined in Webster's in like 12 words, hundreds of word definitions. So in the Obama administration regulatory world, the legacy is that reality is irrelevant and the rules that we make up will govern your lives. And unfortunately, they're making our food more expensive and they're making it harder for smokers to quit. That's bad for public health.
Jeff, thanks very much for your time today.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Jeff Steyer is the director. I lost my page. Jeff Steyer is the director of risk analysis at the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.